This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. A Colorado State School Board member has resigned. Joyce Rankin will step down effective next year. The Carbondale Republican has represented Western Colorado since 2015. She pushed for stricter oversight of school districts and teacher prep programs during her tenure. Rankin is the wife of State Senator Bob Rankin, who also recently resigned from his post. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office is defending its decision not to try to use Colorado's red flag gun law against the person accused of the attack at Club Q. Here's CPR's Andrew Kenny.
The accused shooter was arrested last year after allegedly holding family members hostage and claiming to have a bomb. During the course of that criminal case, Anderson Aldrich was under an order to turn over all guns to law enforcement. So the sheriff says seeking a different extreme risk protection order would have been redundant. The sheriff also says it would have been difficult to get that protection order after the previous case was dismissed. Critics, however, point out that the El Paso County Sheriff's Office has never sought such an order in any case. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
While it's been mostly dry and cold on the Front Range, Colorado's mountains have seen moisture recently. Here's Denver 7 Chief Meteorologist Mike Nelson.
They've been getting hammered with heavy snow. Ski resorts are loving it because we have beautiful early season conditions, and it looks like next week, perhaps much more to come.
Nelson predicts that a storm starting Monday to Tuesday may bring the most snow to the high country so far this year. The Front Range could also see some snow. This is CPR News.